This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody, this is Tuesday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. Our names haven't changed. I'm Teresa, and you look like you're still Scott.
I am.
You look like somebody I know named Scott. Huh. Honey.
Yeah.
And we are so excited to be part of your day. It's Tuesday, like we've already mentioned, and Monday's over, so I just feel bad that so many people dread Monday.
That's right. Monday needs to be something you look forward to.
It's a new beginning of a new week. I think we better get started.
Yeah.
I love you, honey.
Well, I love you, too.
What's the topic called?
It's actually about sarcasm. And embarrassing others never solves a problem, does it? Never. It feels pretty good at first, but then it brings shame on the sarcastic one. The need to get it out is okay, but not at the expense of someone else's feelings, you know?
Yep.
What's the root of the sarcasm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a scripture that goes with this, Ephesians 4:29. It says, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them.
Always. And that's the kind of people you want to be around.
Well, that's for sure.
There's nothing worse than knowing you're going to a gathering and so-and-so's going to be there who you know is so sarcastic.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be around that unless you enjoy that kind of thing. But I looked it up that sarcasm is really a Greek word.
Uh-huh.
It's a verb, and it's pronounced sarcazo, which means to tear the flesh.
It does. It can.
Yeah, it's terrible. And it is intended to harm the person that it's directed at.
That's right. I remember, I told you this at my 20-year high school reunion. When I was in high school, I had definitely not given my heart to Jesus. But I think I tried to do the right thing. I really do, you know, and most of the times. And I knew, of course, I knew right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a man came up to me at my 20-year reunion. He was a guy who went to my high school. And he said, hey, man, I couldn't remember his name. But he said, you know what? I'm so-and-so, and I just wanted to say thank you. And I looked at him, and I said, thank you for what? You know? He said, I remember when we were in high school, and we were seniors, and you walked into the boys' restroom, and there were two guys cutting me down and calling me names and threatening to beat me up. In other words, use a sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
And you stood up for me.
Yeah.
You told those guys if they didn't leave me alone that they're going to have to deal with you. And they left. And he said, you know, you didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I just want to tell you thank you. And this was 20 years after we left high school.
It goes deep.
You know? And now this guy is president, owns his own company, just a wonderful person. I mean, I knew he was a good guy in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he wasn't a jock or anything like that, you know? So the people thought they could pick on him.
Well, they didn't realize that one day they'd call him boss.
That's exactly right. That's what they say, you know. Well, I won't say nerd. I guess I will say nerds. You know, what do you call nerds when you graduate? You know, you call them boss.
Mm-hmm.
But in all honesty, I just knew that he was not able to defend himself. And these people were using sarcasm, making him feel bad so they would feel good about themselves.
Mm, that's right.
Which all, you know, comes from low self-confidence.
It does.
It comes from having a root of a problem. You know, there's something wrong in their life. And the way they have to get validation is to make someone else feel horrible.
Yeah, it's a form of bullying.
It is bullying. Mm-hmm. Sarcasm is definitely bullying because you're at the expense of others. You're making yourself feel good.
Yep.
And you know what, man? I'm telling you, it's not me or Teresa that are saying this, but Jesus, man, I'll tell you what, he does not like sarcasm. Mm-hmm. You know, he was never sarcastic. He was truthful.
He was truthful.
He was black and white. It is what it is. It's either right or it's wrong. Just like he says, you know, if you're going to be lukewarm, don't need you.
Well, that's the truth.
You know?
That's the truth.
Exactly right. And
he spoke the truth.
He spoke the truth.
This is just
now sarcasm is
different.
Not the truth.
No.
Yeah, sarcasm is nothing but hurtful.
This is it shows what's going on inside of the person doing it, the sarcastic one.
Yeah.
They're the one with the real problem. They just don't understand that they're showing the world that.
That's right. And, you know, and so we pray, you know, we really pray for those who have a problem with sarcasm.
Yes.
We all have our glitches. We all have our habits or things we do that we need help with.
Mm-hmm.
And sarcasm is one of them.
Mm.
You know, I've been around people that are sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, man, you know, growing up, I was around some sarcastic, you know, things. And I would think, you know, make them think it wouldn't hurt me.
You know what? One saying.
Well, it would.
There's a saying out there, you know, we're always, now that we're older, thinking about sayings and things that we've even said, cliches, and going, wait, let's rethink that one. And one of them is, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Nothing could be further than the truth.
That's right. Those sticks and stones, man, those bruises will heal.
Mm-hmm.
But that heart. I tell you, that heart's a hard one, man, you know. And I think that's why some people just, they turn away, you know.
Yes.
You know, I tell you.
Well, especially when they know the people that are the perpetrator of this.
Yeah.
They're in charge. They say they follow Christ. Well, if that's what it looks like, that's easy for someone to say, I want no part of that. They ain't got nothing I want.
Yeah.
If you're like that, count me out. If you, you know, uh-uh.
You're looking at one of the guys who said that for 41
mm-hmm,
years.
Mm-hmm.
I said it for 41 years that, man, there's no way that I'm going to step into church again.
Mm.
You know, because I had, some of that sarcasm had come from, you know, people who I knew were in church.
Mm.
And but you know what? That's in everything.
It is.
You know what I mean? It really is. And we're not saying, you know, I mean, you know, there's sarcastic people everywhere. But, you know,
your expectations are higher.
Right. Well, as Christians, you know.
But again, that's what lets us down, not the people. It's our expectations.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, as Christians, though, we really do need. And I really try not to. I try not to be sarcastic. I really try not to be, because I don't want someone to say, you know, well, hey, I know that guy. You know, he's a minister of the gospel. You know, he's over there being sarcastic and cutting someone down.
Mm.
You know what? I really, you know, and Teresa, I know you do too. We want to edify people. We want to encourage you. We want to just say, you know what, man? You are a child of the living God.
We love you. We accept you just like you are.
Yeah, and He loves you.
He accepted us.
That's right. You are perfect.
That's right.
Perfect in His eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to know.
We all want the same thing, to be loved, noticed, and accepted.
Right. And so sarcasm, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sarcasm, it comes from the pit of hell. I'm telling you that right now. Okay? It does nothing at all but tear someone down.
And if anybody out there listening and you've really been hurt by that, we want you to know, just remember, whoever has been that way to you, it's their problem. It's not yours.
Yeah, pray for them.
You know, you're not a doormat. You don't have to keep volunteering for it.
That's right.
You know what? Just stop volunteering for it. You don't need to be around that. There are not the only people out there for you to be in relationship with.
That's right.
We would encourage you to pray that God sends you people who are walking with Him, who are genuine in their relationship with God and who love you.
Well, I've known men, you know, who are very sarcastic about their wives.
Mm.
Man, let me tell you something. You need to just hold off on that. Okay? She is your queen. Okay? My wife is my queen. She is my love, and she is the godliest woman I've ever known in my life. And by that, if I were to be sarcastic with her, would tear me apart.
Thank you.
And to think that she would be hurt by something that I would say that I would directly intended to say would be horrible. Yeah. You know? Now, I'm not perfect, and I've got a lot of ways to go. You know what I mean? My wife is very patient with me, thank goodness. But I will say, guys, you know, respect her, love her, okay? And build her up and edify her and let her know that she is loved by you and by the God of the universe.
And, you know, knowing that, too, remember, God will honor that in you. Mm-hmm. He will, especially when you don't feel like doing it.
Well, you know what? You may, yeah, that's true. Mm. You know what you may have, you know, I mean, we, like I said, we all have our things, man, that, you know, we need help with, you know what I mean? And one of them may be, you know, you may have a problem with being sarcastic. Mm-hmm. Okay?
It could be the environment that you grew up in.
Yeah, we are certainly not judging you in any way.
No.
But what we are going to offer you is a way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Giving your heart to Jesus, he'll teach you not to be sarcastic and to edify and encourage people.
Right.
And so we encourage you today, if you don't know Jesus, to please give your life to him. He's right there waiting on you. And if you have one point in your life, prayed the prayer and walked away, man, come on back, okay? And if you've been in church for a long time and you're sitting, you know, maybe you're sitting there and you're thinking, you know what, man, I'm a little sarcastic. I don't think I'm giving my heart to Jesus.
Mm.
Well, right now is the time. And so please pray this prayer with us and know that you're saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Father, I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven because I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Lord, I don't want to be sarcastic. I want to be encouraging. Mm-hmm. Just like you encourage me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you prayed that prayer, you know, I mean, just please email us at info@livingitup.org so we can put you on our prayer list and continue to pray for you. And just know, everyone who's listening, we pray for all of you. Okay? But if you did give your life to Christ, we'd love to have the opportunity, you know, just to know that you did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Tuesday, and start praying about this weekend.
That's right.
Going to church somewhere. Maybe you got a friend. You know, maybe you can shock them and say, hey, man, I want to go to church, you know. and take a risk.
Pray and ask God to lead you by his spirit to the church where he wants you to attend. You'd be surprised when you can let go of some of that tradition. You want to step on your toes here.
Yeah.
Not just go to some place that's close by and just see what he does.
Yeah. You know, and ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone could walk with you during your new walk with Christ.
That's right. Well, this has been good. Again, thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving. And so we want to encourage you that embarrassing others never solves a problem. It feels good at first, but then it brings shame on the sarcastic one. So we hope that after listening today, you, if you have the need to get it out, you've realized that you're not going to do it at the expense of someone else's feelings. And if it's been done at the expense of your feelings, we want you to understand that that one who is sarcastic to you needs the Lord. So
yeah.
We hope listening today helps you understand the root of sarcasm and how to deal with it. So until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
Well, I'll be getting you again.